USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Attorney General Merrick Garland on Thursday named Robert Hur as special counsel to investigate President Biden having top-secret documents in his Delaware car garage and office space in Washington, D.C. Three locations have been identified with documents. The top-secret documents have been his responsibility since 2017. The president says he is cooperating with authorities.
They discovered a small number of documents of classified markings and storage areas and file cabinets in my home and my personal library.
A case in front of the Supreme Court Thursday is challenging the liability shield protecting websites such as YouTube and Facebook. Google executives chimed in and say the case could upend the Internet, resulting in both widespread censorship and a proliferation of offensive content. The only child of Elvis and Priscilla died Thursday after being hospitalized earlier in the day. She was 54. Her mother said, "She was the most passionate, strong, and loving woman I have ever known." End quote. Tesla has made significant cuts to the cost of new electric vehicle models in the USA. Tesla missed analysts' estimates for fourth quarter deliveries, and the company will report full year financials January 25th. Former NBA star Kobe Bryant's jersey is expected to fetch millions at an auction.
A rare Kobe Bryant jersey is hitting the auction block. The jersey was worn in 25 games during Bryant's MVP season in 2007-2008. Sotheby's in London expects the jersey to sell for between $5 and $7 million in the online bidding. The jersey is the same Bryant wore in the iconic moment during the playoffs in 2008 that showed him pull his jersey forward and scream in excitement. I'm Julio Flores.
A very happy TGIF to you, my friend. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right, no fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A major storm system moving across the South on Thursday has killed at least seven people with a series of tornadoes on Alabama, where it caused major damage and destruction. Butts County officials say a tree fell on a vehicle during a severe storm in Jackson, Georgia, killing a six-year-old passenger inside. Jackson is about an hour's drive southeast of Atlanta. Storms out west are bringing good news to combat the drought.
The UC Berkeley Snow Lab says California Sierra snowpack is now at 104% of average, meaning the state has seen more snow already here in January than a typical entire season. In just 1 week, California has gone from having 27% of the state in extreme drought to less than 0.5%. I'm Dave Collins.
A critical Federal Aviation Administration computer system that experienced an outage Wednesday and briefly halted all USA flights provides airlines with digital bulletin board of crucial safety updates like weather and airspace hazards. Jeff Freeman, president of the U.S. Travel Association, believes the public and the FAA needs to focus on what's important with regards to air travel.
I think what we need is a public that is less tolerant, more demanding of a system that is a heck of a lot more efficient. And we need an FAA that is less worried about petty fines here and there and more concerned about getting to the bottom of these antiquated technologies, the fact that we have 1,000 fewer air traffic controllers today than we did 10 years ago.
I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
If you like burritos, which you do because everyone does, you should try Taco Bell's Chipotle Ranch and Salsa Verde grilled chicken burritos. These masterpieces start with a warm flour tortilla that we stuff with grilled chicken. But the real stars here are the bold sauces, Chipotle Ranch or Salsa Verde. In fact, the chicken is the stage upon which these sauces shine. Like this mic is a stage for me to spotlight my theatrical range. Two chicken burritos, two bold flavors, $2 each. Order on the Taco Bell app. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only. Contact local store for prices, hours, and participation, which vary. Tax extra, loss, class.